I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1-3. Haven't heard from him in 12 weeks. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1-3. Almost lost him to a piece of cheese. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
Yeah!
That's right. It's back.
Oh, yeah.
And it's sponsored by Ham.
Globe Life.
Thank you, Ham, and thank you, George Dunham, for returning from the Muser Summer Sabbatical. It's good to talk to you again, our dear commander. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I've missed you guys. It's been a long time.
It has. It's been
so
over
good to
a
hear
month.
Your voice.
It's been good to turn on my radio from 6 a.m. to 9 and hear the Musers back. And at 8:15 this morning, I believe you shared a story, and Monty referenced it in the
open.
I heard the audio, and if you could, just tell the listeners again what happened, how you almost lost your life to a slice of pizza.
Yeah. I took Norm's advice and decided to get a pizza while I was on vacation.
Always good.
Mm-hmm. And there was a couple of factors. We went to this place at like 8:30, and they closed at 9. Do y'all ever feel bad about that? Because by the time the order comes, then you're, say it takes 15, 20 minutes, and you feel like you have 10 minutes to eat, even though you really don't. You should be able to stay there a little bit later.
They're cleaning it up, putting up chairs and stuff.
You don't want to be the last person in the door.
Yeah.
Right. So we felt a little bad about that. And, I mean, I like a lot of people, I have a problem with probably eating too fast. But then when you put those parameters on it, you're thinking, okay, I just, you know, we'll have a couple of pieces. We'll take the rest home or whatever. So it was like the first piece, and it was really hot, and I took a bite, and then I was doing that thing where you're trying to rest like the crust on your tongue and keep the cheese from hitting the roof of your mouth because it's so hot.
Sure.
Yeah.
But at some point you have to take a bite. So I took a bite and I thought I would, you know, I chomped off just like a section of the pizza and the cheese, but I didn't get all the cheese. And as I swallowed that bite, I realized the cheese that was going down my throat was connected to another piece of cheese that started to go down my throat. It was like this string of cheese. And
it was a cheese train.
And it was stuck. It was stuck in my throat. And I couldn't tell how far down. And my wife, she knew exactly what to do. She's had to give me the Heimlich before. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, in the bedroom.
Yeah.
I
was choking on...
That means she's behind you.
Oh, yeah. Been married a long time.
It's just kids.
About 5 years ago, I was choking on peanut butter sandwich, and she had to deliver the Heimlich, and she did great. And she said, "Do you need help?" And I said, "I think so." I couldn't. I didn't want to breathe in, but I didn't want to do that second swallow because I was afraid the other piece of cheese was going to go down.
Sure.
Yeah.
And just then, there was two families sitting at like a table over. There were two dads and, you know, some moms and the kids. And these guys were pretty big, and they started to come over. They were very nice. And she said, "I think we need help." And for some reason, all I could think of, this one dude was kind of big, and I thought, he is going to break my ribs. And
he's doing the haka, getting ready for it.
Yeah. And I decided, okay, there's still a piece of cheese that's like in the back of my throat that I think I can reach. So I did like the, Sean, you've probably had to do this before where you like fish hook, you know, food out of a choking child. You've done that before probably.
Those are the scariest moments throat. As a parent, as an early parent.
Oh my gosh, it's so scary.
Yeah, I've done it a couple times.
And so I was able to get my index finger back there and I felt the second piece of cheese. And I got a hold of it, and it had to have been so gross. And I started pulling the cheese out as I was, like, hacking, like...
You're like a vomiting dog.
Yeah.
Convulsing.
I didn't pizza vomit, but I was, like, hacking.
I saw them again last week.
There's so many good band titles in here. The second cheese.
Cat-like pizza vomit.
And... And I was able to do it, and with that sweeping motion and me like coughing and gagging, I was able to spit up the entire string of cheese that was choking me. And like that goes onto my plate, you know, with all sorts of whatever, saliva, and I mean, it just looked like...
And you have an audience of the whole restaurant watching.
Yes.
How many people are there? Because it's, you said 30 minutes before close. Were we still talking about a full restaurant?
Oh, no. It's just us sitting at the bar and then this family of... Two families together, so like a table of eight. And I looked over and the kids were just like motionless looking at me. Like, you know, like a still shot out of Ferris Bueller. And I said, I am so sorry. And it's like, what do? You can't just sit there and finish your meal. I didn't want to eat anymore. I had this whatever it was on my plate.
You had to box
it up for
you.
People had just witnessed this. They weren't quite done with their meal yet either.
And if you did continue, everybody's worried about you.
Again, yes.
Yeah. Do we have to get a spotter on this guy to make sure that he doesn't do that again? So
they're grabbing a plunger out of the back room. Just
So we paid for our meal. We asked for our check, and then we told the waitress, hey, give us their bill too, because you know, they were really nice, and I felt so bad that, I mean, we ruined their meal. They almost saw someone die at the bar.
From cheese.
No.
From cheese. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Okay, question.
So embarrassed.
Has this ruined pizza for you now? Because if you have a near-death moment, that might turn you off from a delicious entree for the rest of your days, for all you know.
It does scare me from pizza just a little bit, and I love pizza.
Pizza.
Like John Candy said, it's
from getting better than that.
Swallowing a lot of aggression and a lot of pizzas too. But it has scared me a little bit. Just the thought of, man, what if another rogue piece of cheese goes down there and I can't get it out?
Rogue cheese.
Rogue cheese.
Did you take it to go and eat it later? Because this was the first bite, and it's late, so you're probably hungry.
Yeah, you have a whole pile.
So we took the box home, but as soon as we got home, we both kind of looked at each other, and she goes, I can't eat this. I said, I can't either, so we just threw it away.
No. Or you could get your revenge on the pizza that almost ended you. You could just...
Yeah, show it to
like,
boss.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was... It was at the lake too. It was at a place that we like going. That's where you take a boat ride and everything. And we took this silent boat ride back home, you know, just like not knowing what to say. And
you're just buzzing across Possum Kingdom Lake.
I mean,
going a slow ride.
Your significant other always sees you at your worst. But when you've been married that long and you still have a silent boat ride,
I know.
Another good band.
And I told her the whole way back, I kept saying, I'm so sorry that you had to watch that. And, you know, she was really sweet. She said, I'm just so glad you're okay. And those guys were so nice to come over and, you know, kind of get in line as who is going to do the next Heimlich, you know. But, yeah, it was scary. I don't know if you guys have ever been there before. So that's my other dilemma here now. Do I need to go see a specialist? Because that's like twice in 5 years that I've had a choking incident. Or were they just, it could happen to anyone?
We were talking about it before the show. Like, it seems like it happens to you a lot, because didn't you almost die from a hot dog at a skating rink when you were a kid?
Yeah, that was when I was like 10. And that was a long time ago. And
it didn't ruin hot dogs.
That was caused by
a
bump. And my ice skate hit a bump, and that caused me to.
You were eating a hot dog like trying to do a triple axel or something?
Yeah.
So did the whole hot dog go down?
It was like half a hot dog, and it lodged in my throat. And I basically. And no one knew what was going on, and there was snow. And so I was coughing up ketchup and mustard, and then the wiener came flying out.
And then the hot dog was still in there, right?
You and your wife? At any point, did you think maybe the best way to get this pizza down is more pizza?
Yeah.
If I just take another bite and try to swallow
it. Just ram the gate.
But just keep
It's this Trojan horse.
I'll send more troops.
I really did. The one thing I will tell you, if you ever find yourself choking, the first, do not panic. And I will give myself just a little bit of credit in that I didn't panic. And I thought, okay, this is, I think I can do this. And I didn't take another breath, which could have been really bad. And I didn't take another gulp because I thought about that too. Maybe if I just took another gulp, it would all go down, but it may have made it worse. So I figured if I took a breath or if I swallowed one more time, I was really going to be in trouble, but I was able to keep it together. And I mean, it's funny. And I've heard from several P1s after telling the story this morning that they were cry laughing, listening to this ridiculous story. But it was scary, man, and I don't know. I haven't even looked it up since how many people choke to death every year, but I bet it's a scary number.
So have you been chewing your food more now?
Yes, I have.
Okay, good.
I really have. I've been
it's a PSA
a lot
for
more
everybody.
Conscious of it, yeah. And
this would have been the worst way. Like, you're on vacation, if it's just like worst-case scenario, and then you don't come back from vacation because you choked to death on cheese.
Yeah, I thought about wife having to tell your kids.
I mean,
how you died.
On pizza. We would all think that this is fake and this would be a prank. Like, there's no way. This sounds like something
I guarantee you Monty would have done a joke about it by now.
Would we have the two pieces of cheese at 8:40 some morning? The murderous cheese.
I mean, I would expect you guys. I can't believe
deep dish.
John left us because of cheese. Or maybe it is very believable. Maybe that is the way
he died doing what he loved.
Death by hot dog or cheese.
And would we go back to our pizza place in Ventura that's up on the brewery place that we We would all have been really sad knowing George was just
as the sun setting
by pizza.
As EA just takes over your spot on the Musers and moves into your house, he just becomes George.
Like it's a soap opera.
Yeah. Your kids call him Dad.
Your kids start calling EA Dad.
Can you imagine?
Kobe 38, man.
Kobe Job.
I think I have a no EA clause in an agreement, a prenup.
Or you'll haunt them.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, Kelly probably didn't understand that years ago, but now it's making a lot of sense.
Now it makes sense. Oh, okay, I understand that. Okay, we're good on that.
He is a threat.
I'm glad you were also, as you're about to die, worried that this Vita Vea-looking guy was about to come over and break your ribs. Like, wouldn't that be worth it as long as you didn't die?
Yes. Compared to death, yes. But at the same time, I also thought, I think I can do the fishhook sweep on this. Not a bad band name.
So fish many good sweep. Band names.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Let's run that play.
Hey, man.
Let's run the fish sweep, man.
Dash. Let's go, Dash. Come on, brother. You got a brother? Let's go. On two. That's because I thought I could survive it. I thought, okay, I'm on vacation. I still have like another week left. I don't want to go through it with broken ribs. So I held up my hand. I said, I think I got it. And I did. And then they had to watch the...
Okay, if you broke your ribs from eating pizza, I would be joking about that pretty quickly.
It's the worst cheese pull ever.
Cheese pull?
Because we have to go visit you in the full body cast at the hospital.
Man, it had to have been so gross. I looked just like a pelican spitting up a fish or something.
I would watch the video that you're okay.
Oh, man, you know what?
Let's get some surveillance.
Think about like that. I wonder if the restaurant has footage of it.
I bet they do.
Let's try to find this.
So TMZ?
Maybe I'll... I shouldn't have said that. Now it's probably going to be on... Yeah. It's probably going to be out on X tonight. Hey, here's what Jubb was talking about.
Well, we didn't even have time to talk about your escapades on Twitter.
Yeah. We can get to that next week.
Getting the golf community mad at you about Bryson.
Well, I was right about that.
I don't disagree.
And now this info comes out that he was going to somehow get a hold of Trump and have Trump call? Are you kidding me? Jeez.
You could also greenlight the Gorilla Channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's way too busy. He wasn't even watching the Open. He was watching the Gorilla Open.
The way you hit that 7-iron, that was good.
Oh, he's in the fescue.
Man, would golf numbers be higher if you got gorillas to play it?
Yes.
A major.
They just got a Titleist Big Bertha out there just striping at 400 yards.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Oh, let's do it. Let's do this.
I'm glad I'm still with you guys.
Yes. Yes.
New afternoon all, job. And
I'm glad that you overcame pizza.
Mm-hmm. And well, chew your food.
All's well that ends well.
Yeah, chew your food well this week, and let's do this again next week. Stay healthy.
Okay, man, we're just about a week and a half off from going to camp.
I know.
Damn hell we are.
Some Frozen Awesomes in Ventura. Can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Giorgio. Let's be good. Do it again.
Okay, boys. Have a good one.
There he goes. George Dunham, healthy and happy.